Hello and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center, San Diego. Bless you on this morning. I pray that God is shining His face upon you. And if you are in any difficult spots, I know at times we get in these difficult spots of life and you are thinking, what am I going to do? But know that you have an advocate with the Father. You have an advocate, Jesus Christ, that is for you and not against you. Call upon the name of the Lord to receive help in time of trouble. Amen. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Lord, we love you on today. Bless your holy name. We are thankful that we know you. We are grateful to be called children of God. Bless us and train us and teach us by your word that we may be able to stand on the sure foundation of the gospel and to do according to your will and have good success in Jesus' name, amen. Let's go back over to 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 9. We were discussing that on the last podcast. And it says, and I'm going to start in there. It says, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived. And I want to touch back on that for just a second. Be not deceived, which means that there is deception in the land that tries to convince us that we can live outside of the parameters that God has set up and we still will be saved. That is a lie. So that's what Paul is saying here in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9. Be not deceived. God will not be mocked. His word will stand true. And it will accomplish exactly what He has sent it to do. And if we are not followers of the Word and our lives do not line up with the Word of God, and we are continuing in perpetual sin, practicing sin, be not deceived. We're not going to make it. We are not going to make it in. And Paul is being clear here exactly who he is speaking to. He's saying, be not deceived, neither fornicators, neither the sexually immoral will not make it. You are practicing sin and you are practicing having sex out of wedlock according to male and female wedlock that God has set up. I find it very interesting in the homosexual community that they want to be married. But what is marriage? You see, that's where I really have an issue that you people want to be married under the auspice or the covenant of marriage, but don't want to abide by the covenant rules. The covenant of marriage is what God has established. If a man and a man or a woman and a woman want to be together, I can't stop it. I pray and preach against it because I know that leads to eternal damnation. And just like all liars, I'm not saying that it's just homosexuals, but it's the sexually immoral. And Paul makes it plain here. It's the sexually immoral. It's the homosexuals. It's the idolaters, people that idol worship. They love money more than anything else and willing to do anything for it. This is symbolic of that you're not cleansed. You're not cleansed. You're not cleansed by the blood and you're not in covenant with God. If you are an adulterer, you're cheating on your wife or your husband, you are carrying out a lifestyle. God forbid if Jesus cracked the sky tonight and called the saints of God up in the rapture as it speaks of in 1 Thessalonians, I believe, chapter 4. And he calls us up and then you're caught in this sexual perpetual sin. Whoa. It's hard to even think about. And honestly, when I was in sin and knew better, I was praying to God that he didn't come that day. Lord, help me to get out of this situation and do right, because I know better. To him who knoweth to do right and don't do it, to him is sin. And I'm telling you that right here, the fornicators, the idolaters, the adulterers, the effeminate, which is the homosexuals, nor abusers, which means the sodomites. You're practicing that lifestyle, won't make it. Abusers of themselves, that's what it says, of mankind, nor thieves, people that steal. You know, steal other people's fortune, steal other people's treasure. You hear about people that have swindled people out of millions of dollars on these schemes to get people's money. That's a thief. You're living in a perpetual lifestyle of sin, won't make it in. Nor covetous. Those people that are just envious, they'll do whatever it takes to get your stuff. No, won't make it in. Drunkards. You have a glass of wine, that's not a drunkard. You are continuing, you're falling down drunk, because drunk people do things that they wouldn't do typically when they are sober. You are out of a sober mind and you're not acting in accordance with a lifestyle that professes Christ. Now, we're talking to Christians here. We're talking to Christians. Now, people that don't know God, I pray that if you are listening, that you would get to know God and that you would accept him as your savior. Because people, we're getting out of here soon. The church is leaving soon. Soon could be tonight. Soon could be 5 years from now. Soon could be 50 minutes. 50 years, I really don't know. But the key is to live right, as if he can come in the next 2 seconds. And God is telling us to live right in accordance to what is going to be saving, what's going to be cleansing of our souls. So thieves will not make it. Covetous people will not make it. Drunkards will not make it, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you, but ye are washed. He's reminding the Corinthian church that they have been washed. Such were some of you. And if you come out of it, don't go back to it. Stay with the Lord. You know, especially for us that are raising teenagers, it's tough. It's tough because the teenagers, they want to have fun. They want to go out and they want to experience life. And I bet some of them even say in their heart, well, you got to hang out and do. And now you found the Lord. And now, but I'm a teenager now, or I'm young. I want to go. I want to live. Yes, you can still live, but it needs to be within the confines of the structure that God has established, so you do not destroy yourself, teenager. You do not destroy yourself. Living outside of God brings consequences. We that have lived in sinful lifestyles at any given time, trust me when I tell you, we paid for it, and some of us are still paying for it. And we may be saved, but we're still paying for it. Trust God and believe his word, and be washed by the word and the blood of the Lamb. It says, but such were some of you, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, you're set apart, but ye are justified, been declared righteous, in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. Be blessed. I got to leave on today. Sorry to be in the middle of a thought. God bless you. Join me tomorrow on The Word in Me. Have a wonderful day.